No, I have spoken to him. Nick is not healed. He's out this week. Bone is not healed, so he will be out. We will move forward without him. He's going to start throwing a little bit more, but he's out right now.
Is everything still normal as far as what you had said last time? He's on a normal healing timetable?
I don't know what normal is, so I know he's not cleared. That's the only thing they just told me right now. He's not cleared. He will not play this week.
Did they tell you if there's a possibility that he'll return?
One more time. They told me he's not cleared and he will not play this week as I was just walking out the door, so I didn't have a long sit down. I usually have that afterwards. I tried to get you guys the information before, so.
Appreciate that.
Great.
Is this a trend?
What's that?
Is this a trend?
No, they just saw me right there, and I just asked them what the status was. They said it's not healed, fully healed. Until he gets fully healed, he's not going to be able to play with it. And he can. They think he'll be able to throw a little bit more this week, but we can't have anything anywhere near him from a contact standpoint. So. You good?
Did you get a chance to look at that opening kickoff and talk to Phipp and kind of what happened?
Yeah, the up-back should have taken it. You know, we were on the 10, the ball landed on the 15. You know, Josh was too deep for him to field the kick. I think what he thought was that the ball got hit. Looked like it came off his foot pretty good, but it looked like it got held up by the wind. So,
is Josh supposed to communicate that to Brad, or is Brad?
Yeah, the two of them are, and I think Brad's an experienced guy. That's why we have Brad in that situation in case it's a short kick so he can field it. What's that?
What did you see from Sanchez when you watched the film?
I just saw, like most people, I saw good and bad. I saw some of the throws. The throw to Mac for the long run was a real big time throw. There was a couple throws on the sideline that I thought he made, but then there's some other throws. The throw to Ertz that he missed. The throw to Celek that he missed. You know, so I saw some good and some bad.
Have you gotten good enough quarterbacking to win these last 2 weeks?
I think so, but I think overall the entire team. You know, I think that's probably been the one thing with all. There's been good and bad at every position. And I think if, you know, we have to be more consistent overall, and Mark will be the first to tell you that, and I think everybody else is here will tell you that, is that, you know, when we're not successful, we own it, you know, and I think we own it as a group right now, and we dug ourselves a real big hole yesterday, down 21, but then came back to up 24-21, but then couldn't sustain it, so.
Has he been able to stretch defenses vertically the way you want?
Well, I think people are playing us a lot deeper than they did last year. That's very evident. I don't think anybody really lets us get behind them anymore. People are playing coverage from the top down as opposed to last year. We saw a lot more press man last year, so we're not going to force things in terms of trying to throw the ball deep over the top if they're not going to allow you to run over the top.
So. As opposed to 6 weeks ago when?
I think it's changed since then, too.
Okay.
You know, I think some of the things that Jeremy Macklin's done, and he's had an outstanding year for us. I don't know, his numbers are high 70s and whatever. You know, he was running post by people. We're not seeing that anymore. You're seeing if you watch the tape. The safeties are a lot deeper. People are playing a little bit deeper on us now.
Chip, you only ran 53 plays again last night, 45 yeah. against Seattle. Is that a byproduct of something, offensive struggles, or is it what defenses are doing to you, and how do you?
No, I think we got to convert on third down. You know, I think it's both ways. We have to stop them on third down, and we have to convert on third down, and we're not doing a good enough job of it in both phases of the game, offensively and defensively, and that's why the numbers. When you convert, you're going to stay on the field, which is what their offenses are doing to us, and we're not converting right now in the last two games on third down, so we're not staying on the field.
How's the team's confidence right now?
I think they know what the task is at hand. I mean, we got no wiggle room in one direction or another. And our focus should be on Washington. But I haven't been around a lot of them today. Some of the guys are kicking in and around here now for treatment. But we'll meet again tomorrow morning at 8:30 and get going.
Kelsey mentioned after the game that the Cowboys were doing some things from a run defense standpoint that you hadn't seen.
No, I mean, they played a 3 technique wider, a little bit wider as a 4 technique, but that was about it, and they slanted a little bit, but, you know, it was pretty – they didn't play. We thought they'd play a little bit more bare. They didn't. They were a little lighter in the box than they actually were in the last game, so.
Really? Because McCoy had said that he felt there was an extra – the safety was down more in the box.
They got one high safety in the middle of the field, and we've seen that, as I said before, 79% of the time last year, 78% of the time this year. Pretty par for the course in terms of that. So.
What were some of the issues then up front in terms of getting the right?
I think there was some movement things. They slanted a little bit up front, getting going from that standpoint. I think the wide edge, they tried to keep the ball inside, which obviously we tried to run the ball inside, but just some movements and some one-on-one battles up front.
How do you balance when you get down early, Shady, or the running game in general, and just wanting to be balanced and keep running?
I think we still kind of stuck with it because it was early, but the game wasn't out of hand, and we actually got back up 24-21, but you know, when that one drive, we ran it in on 3 plays on the drive we went to go up. So I think we were balanced at that point in time. But then you start to get into it got to 28 and then to 35. Now you're down 11, and then it really turns into more of a throwing game. So I think we balanced it early.
Did
Jeff, why does the third down situations continue to be a problem 14 games into the season?
On what, offense or defense? We got a same thing. I think we've gotten them into third and longs usually, and that's where statistically you're gonna. It's tougher to convert on third and long than it is on third and short. But we've got to do a better job. And I think the interesting thing, you think third downs killed us? They were 4 for 4 on their first third downs, and then they were 1 for 9 the rest of the time. You know, but early it was just one of those deals, and you give them credit for making their. You know, we doubled Dez early a lot in that game, and then Witten hurt us, and then. Going to help on Witten, but then they go find Dez. You know, I think it's because they had weapons outside, inside, and in the running game. It makes it difficult when you go against a good team like that.
Did Billy move Carey over to the other side on Dez?
Yeah, at the end of the game, try to make a switch because we still had to cover the tight end and we weren't doubling at that point in time.
Knowing that he made that move, will there be further moves in the starting rotation?
No, there'll be no further moves in the starting rotation.
Well, Dez Bryant's third touchdown, it was 3rd and 7. What was the, was that a situation where
we were
you
in man free? No, yeah, we were in man free. He actually brought a 5-man rush, so everybody was in single coverage with a free safety in the middle of the field.
You've spoken to us in these past few years often about self-inflicted turnovers and the end of balance. Are these fundamental issues that the players are doing, or are they?
No, I mean, I think you got to look at each of the turnovers. I mean, obviously, the opening kickoff was just a. Was different. Brent Celek, I don't think he has a fumble since I've been here. This may be his first one. So when you kind of go through it, you look at each individual turnover in terms of how that affected you. So if it was a fundamental issue, but I think it's fundamentals we work on. You look at Deuce, you guys are here every day at practice in terms of what he does with the running backs as a ball security station every single day out there. You know, we're always we harp on it, we talk about it, but we're continuing to do that. And then in the penalty situation, it's just we have to understand and rightly so, in terms of how they're going to call the game. And I think the difference is some groups call it one way, some groups call it another. Sometimes you can get away with a lot of things. Sometimes you can't get away with a lot of things. You got to get that feel once the game's going on. So,
Sanchez has 9 interceptions now in 7 games. Mm-hmm. Do they seem to be of a general theme, trying to do too much, or just missing guys?
No, I don't think there's a general theme to them. That's why I think it's hard to put your finger on. I think there's been some. You know, there's a couple of them were tips that went through our hands first. You know, we didn't catch a ball right. Sometimes we're just off a hair. You know, the ball he threw to Hurts, he puts that ball 6 inches to the inside. It's a catch and run, and we convert on the third down. You know, and tips and overthrows are always gonna be part of your deal when you're talking to the quarterbacks about protecting the football. But there hasn't been a recurring theme in terms of the interceptions that he's thrown.
Are defenses playing Jordan Matthews any differently after his kind of string of?
No, we just saw a little bit more man, and that's a matchup. You know, Skandrick is their nickel and does a good job of it. And they played a little bit more. They didn't play a little bit more man free. They played us about the same amount that they played us in the last game. But, Skandrick's a good player.
Your run defense continues to, you know, they held him under 3 yards. I mean, is that a byproduct of obviously the talent up front, or is it scheme? Is it?
I think it's both. You know, I think we're very talented in the defensive line. I think those guys are playing very, very well. They've done it consistently for 14 games now. But also, if it's the same token, if you're going to load up, then you're going to be a little bit lighter in the back end. You know, and then you got to be able to make the quarterback pay from that standpoint in terms of getting a rush home, making sure that you can disrupt him a little bit, and we got to be a little bit closer in coverage.
Is that a general philosophy with you in terms of the defensive scheme? You want a scheme that's going to first off the run?
No. It depends on who you're playing. I mean, if you were playing a team that throws it all the time, that's probably not a good plan. But, I mean, this team going into it, DeMarco Murray was there. I mean, he had 40 touches the week before. I mean, and DeMarco Murray had been their team. We did a good job on Thanksgiving in the run game. But, I think the difference in this game is Tony played so much better in this game than he did in the last game.
How much leeway does Billy have, though, in terms of adjusting and, I mean, within the scheme that you want here?
I'm confused.
Well, I mean, he ran a different scheme with the Cardinals, and I'm wondering.
He ran a different scheme in the Cardinals based on personnel. So everything we do is based on personnel. So what do we have available to us, and what are we going to do? So that's.
But when you got here, you didn't have specifically 2 GAT 3-4 personnel.
In your opinion? Fletcher Cox not a good 2 GAP 3 personnel.
No,
Cedric Thornton is not a 2 GAP. Benny Logan. I mean, I disagree with that.
Well, because Graham, Curry, and Cole.
And I think those guys have done a really good job.
Yeah, back in
training camp, you guys had said that Nolan Carroll was kind of competing for a starting job in the outside corner. What's kind of holding him back?
I think when he got injured a little bit, missed some time, and then we started to get settled in, and he's such a valuable person for us in our dime personnel right now. in terms of what we're doing there. And we're in a lot more dime than we are nickel now because of the loss of D'Amico. So we're kind of down to a one linebacker set in terms of most of our passing situations. So we really, and we've said it before, just like we consider Boykin a starter, we consider Nolan a starter because of how much we're in that scheme.
You said you can only control what you can control, and you've talked about your guys' short-term memory. And, but can you talk about the mental challenge of, you know, they haven't lost two straight since last October, and they know what's in front of them. They know that, you know, now you lose control of the offense. Like, how do you get these guys to
play one game. So that's, I mean, you're just wasting energy if you're thinking about anything else except for Washington. And I think, you know, that's our job as coaches to make sure that they really truly understand that. But I don't worry about this group from that standpoint. So, well, I mean, if we don't beat Washington, then there are no scenarios that really can be played out in anybody's head. And I don't know if what playing a scenario out in your head makes you feel better or whatever. I don't know how that helps you. You know, it's about one thing we can do and go out and play against Washington on Saturday. So,
as you and the coaches put the game plan together this week, what are you accounting for with Washington's quarterback situation? Are you expecting RG3?
I don't know. You know, until you get some updates in terms of what happened with Colt. You know, I think they like Colt. I mean, obviously, Pat coached Colt in Cleveland. I know Colt from when he played in college. He's a hell of a quarterback. So we'll just see as it gets updated. And then really, as you break the games down, how much do they change offensively from Colt and RG3 when they're in there? And I think Billy will be ready accordingly, depending on who the quarterback is.
How much is it the attrition of your roster and your lineup? You've lost some important guys. You lost Nick for a while. You've lost D'Amico. You lost Jason and Evan for a while, and they come back. How big a factor has that been, if any?
I think it's a factor for everybody. I mean, Washington's got injuries. You know, everybody at this point in time, Arizona has injuries. I mean, that's just the nature of this league. When you only have 46 guys active on game day out of a 53-man roster, you're going to lose players. You know, we played Washington early in the season, and a lot of those, Brian Arakpo isn't there anymore. You know, I just think it's just part of the deal, and you have to be prepared for it at this level. And if you can sustain handling those things, then you have a chance to be successful. So.
Last week you said you thought that the team understood the stakes of this game that you just played. Yet you're down 21-0 early in the second quarter. Do you think the play reflected that?
No, I don't think. I think, and I said it, our effort, I think, was always there. And, you know, I don't think our team came out flat. I don't think our team didn't play with energy. We didn't execute, you know. And if they didn't have effort and they didn't have energy, we wouldn't have gotten back in to be up 24-21. But it's about sustaining, and it's about eliminating the mistakes, you know, and not putting yourselves in harm's way. So we're up 24-21, and then they go on a long drive to score. We got to go out and respond offensively, and then we turn the football over. So it's you know, more of self-inflicted things, but I don't think it was anything about our guys not ready and didn't understand the stakes of what the game was all about.
What have you seen from Bradley Fletcher that gives you confidence to keep him in there?
I've seen Fletch compete. You know, I think he gives you everything he has. And the one thing I like about Fletch is that he's going to compete out there. And he made a bad turn once on the ball. The other ball, I think, if you look at it, really, it was a perfect football thrown by Tony and a great route run by Dez. And you're getting matched up at one of the best in the league, you know, big, tall, physical receiver. And that's a tough matchup for anybody. But we still have confidence in Bradley, and he's going to be our corner this Saturday.
You were able to convert in the red zone with Polk and Sproles. Was it just specifically them, or was it the plays and how?
No, I think it's a scheme. I think anytime you look at one person and say, was it that person? You know, I think both of those plays, I don't think either of them got touched. You know, so I would say that the offensive line did an outstanding job on both of those plays. So I mean, obviously those guys ran it where it's supposed to be run, but I wouldn't read anything more into that. I think if you watch the one play that Sproles ran in, it was a hell of a block by LeSean as the lead guy taking out the safety. So,
what goes into your decision whether you accept or defer when you win the coin toss? You've had various.
A lot of times it's weather, you know, kind of seeing where you are, how their kicker is, what you anticipate, you know, what the outcome of the kickoff is going to be, you know, but most of the time we're concerned with. The weather's the big factor for that. You know, is there a wind? Do you need the wind? Are you going to kick with the wind? Can you pin them down there? You know, but there's a lot of different variables in terms of that.
Last night's decision to do that was weather-related.
Didn't they win it?
Yeah, they
won the toss, didn't they?
What?
So that was, so we didn't really make a decision.
What is it about Polk's skill set that you like him at the goal line and makes him effective down there?
Chris
Polk. Yeah,
I think he's got great vision, and he's a tough, hard, physical runner.
You talked about the number of X plays. Do you need to give the cornerbacks more safety help against some of those big time receivers like Dez?
Well, you got to. Yeah, we have. I mean, it's kind of picking your poison. You know, as I said early in the first half, I think most of Billy's calls, if you watch the tape, were doubling Dez. You know, and then Witten was killing us on third down. So, you know, you can choose to what you want, but it's still about stopping them and getting them off the field. So, you know, some of Billy's decisions, and I agreed with his decisions, were, you know, now the tight end's killing us, so now we got to help somewhere else. But then they come back and they found Dez. So.
Was it difference? I mean, just Romo looked more mobile back there in the pocket as he was.
Yeah, obviously he had an outstanding game, and I think he's a hell of a quarterback, and there's a reason that they're that successful, and they're not a one-person team. You know, it's not just DeMarco Murray, and you know, he obviously played a lot better in this game than he did in the first game, and that was evident. You know, and you look at just the production they had in the throwing game on yesterday as compared to Thanksgiving.
Jim, did you notice at all if your defense, you felt, got tired in the second half? In the third quarter, after you guys took the lead, they went and drove for a touchdown there. I know Murray had a kind of a big run, and Bryant had a catch. Did you see any?
No. I mean, I thought our effort was those guys have been out there. They've been out there in games for a lot longer snaps than that. So I thought our effort from our defense was really good.
In which area do you point to scheme as opposed to execution and personnel? I mean, which areas do you point to for scheme for why you guys lost yesterday?
I don't think I pointed to any of that.
No, I'm asking how much you put on, you know, the scheme and game plan versus personnel and execution.
Again, I'm confused with your question.
The game plan, how much do you think is responsible for the loss on Sunday night?
Well, I think the game plan is responsible for everything, but when you got to give them credit too. We double Dez Bryant, they find Witten. Then we got to make the adjustment and go to Witten, then they find Dez Bryant. So you can't double everybody in those situations and still be good in the run game. So.
How's Trent Cole?
I haven't got an update on Trent yet, so I will. I just got dues right there, so I have not got an update on Trent. I'll get that afterwards. So.
Chip, on Bryant's third touchdown, looked like the safety had a chance to maybe make a hit right as the catch was being completed. Do you feel like that there could have been a chance to make a play there?
I didn't think, you know, when you look at the coach's tape, he was getting over there, but it was a perfectly thrown ball, pinned on the sideline. He was right in the middle of the field when the ball was snapped, so it was a pretty good timing throw by Tony in that situation.
Were you satisfied with the explanations for there was a couple grounding possibilities? This is the second week in a row where there's been kind of what's the ruling on there? Are you getting any clarification on what is and what isn't?
Next question. That one didn't count. Don't count that one as a two.
You don't have to count anyone.
Watching teams playing, you know, trying to take a deep ball away from the guys playing back. Do you have any indication that, I mean, do you presume that's based solely on, you know, the stats and what you guys do, or do you think it's predicated at all on who your quarterback is and what Mark's strengths are, what his weaknesses might be, anything like that?
I think a lot has to do with Mac, the way Mac's playing right now. You know, and you look at some of the balls he's done when he's run by people and blown the lid off the top of the coverage. I just don't think we're getting that right now. So a lot of the time it's predicated on him. You know, and as I said, the first ball Mark ever threw here, he came in the game and dropped a post right over the top and stride to him. You know, and then all of a sudden people started backing up a little bit. So
So in that situation, then you're not going to take – you're just naturally not going to take as many shots to kind of – I don't know, keep the defense honest or something like that.
I don't know how you're keeping them honest if they're already back there.
Well, I mean, you're going to trust your person. There's no school of thought that you just trust your personnel to make a play. Like, you know.
If you watch the tape, tell me how deep the free safety for the Cowboys played. He was pretty deep, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I just think if you're going back there and just saying, hey, let's wing it, you know. And if you question anybody questions Mark's arm strength, go to the preseason game against the Bears when he threw it 70 yards into the end zone at the end of the first half. So I don't think that's a question in terms of can he throw the ball down the field. So, and I don't think people aren't defending that, saying, hey, try to throw down the field. When they're going to do that, they're going to play press man across the board and get, you know, play similar to what an Arizona does when they're no deep, no blitz, you know, and then give you an opportunity to do that. We're not getting that right now. I would love if someone would play us like that so we could throw it up. And we like to go over the top. We like to score in one play as opposed to 10 plays, but that's just, we're not getting those looks right now. So.